Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy.
Welcome, guys. Today, we're going to talk about how to find motivation when there is no one to motivate you. And we're going to talk about our personal experiences, what happened to us, and how we managed to find that motivation. So I graduated from film school a few years ago, and right after I graduated, I didn't know what to do because there's no green lights to prepare for. There are no teachers to tell you that you need to submit your pages by Friday or any other type of motivation that comes from school. I had to figure out how to kick myself in the butt and start doing something, because when you don't have some kind of official motivation, it's really hard to do so. There is always the need for some kind of motivation. And if there is no one to motivate you, then you have to figure out how to find it yourself. So I started by going to Google, and I was looking for things to how to overcome this and that. And then I came across to the competition that's called AT&T Shape, and they have events every month. And what you do, basically, you need to create your own film from scratch to screen in front of live audience in 3 days. Can you imagine that? It's just insane. You have to do the whole thing that you spent just 3 months doing at the film school. You need to do it in 3 days. That really triggered me. And best of all, it was free. So that was the motivation. They have the deadlines. You just need to come there. And you're actually going to find the crew right there among other people. So you're going to be working on each other's projects. So I managed to find a crew. We gathered the crew. We made a film. And it was time to submit. We had problems with editing, and it was hard to find a place to finish editing. So we were searching for a person who has fastest computer, and we found one, and he is a hero. He was editing all night. We were still worried, you know, like you don't know what's going to happen. Worst of all, you have pretty much 12 hours to edit the film. We were just praying and hoping, but all the main work has been done before. We casted actors, we made the movie, we had some problems there, but now it was time to actually submit the movie in front of the audience. One morning, I woke up, and I got a message that the cut is complete. And when I got that message, I just, oh my God, I need to, like, I'm picking up, we're going to the festival, then the editor will catch up, but as long as I have the file, I'm going to get to the festival right through, and then we screened the movie. It performed well in front of the audience. We were so happy. Unfortunately, we didn't win the actual competition, but a few months later, we managed to win some awards at another festival with this film that we practically made for free. And that was my story. Rumke, well, what is your story?
First of all, I have a lot of stories because I seem to always struggle with finding motivation, motivating myself to do creative work and everything. So most recently, one of those stories is regarding my ballet performance. A month ago, I had a ballet performance. It was announced that it's going to be on June 3rd, which is the day of my birthday, and I decided to do it. However, the hard part was motivating myself to go on each and every rehearsal, because this was a huge commitment. It was a month worth of rehearsals. I have a full-time job. I have a relationship at home. I have to, like, clean the house, do dishes, whatever, you know, all of that, plus go to ballet classes and rehearsals. So, like, every evening, I was preoccupied with going to rehearsals. And mind you, I'm not getting paid. It's just for the love of dancing. I am, you know, exhausting my body and my energy. But I committed to it, and I had to finish it up to the end, you know. I had to find that motivation to go on each and every rehearsal. Of course, there were like ups and downs. And one of those downs was 2 weeks before the actual premiere, before the actual performance, I got an injury with one of my dance partners. Like, we did one lift and he kind of pressed too much on my ribcage, and I got a very bad injury on my left ribcage. Luckily, it wasn't broken, but it was really like a struggle if I will be able to perform or not, because we took out that lift, but everything else I did, it would still hurt me and I would be in excruciating pain. Had to find motivation to go and still do the rehearsals with that pain, you know. I was tapey, I was putting creams and drinking painkillers and all of it. But luckily, I made it through, you know, and we had a wonderful performance. And a lot of the people in this dance troupe are really doing it for the love of dancing, you know. None of us are really professionals. We don't really have a career in dance. It's just we love performing, we love doing it, and we all found a motivation to do it. And all of them are also like, most of them are working adults. So yeah, that's one of my recent stories about finding motivation.
We hope, guys, that these stories will help you to find your motivation. It's always around the corner and you don't need anyone to do it for you. Don't need any teachers, any coaches. Just find yourself an activity that will inspire you.
So one thing that I've learned for myself is that when I feel like I don't want to do something, I am too tired to go to class now, I'm too tired to dance, I'm too tired to work out, I just have to do it. So when you don't want to do it, just go for it. Just do it.
You get into the inertia. You know, once you're moving, it's much easier to do things. It's much easier to, you know, go from one thing to another than if you're just sitting on a sofa without moving.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll feel great afterwards.
Yeah. And now we arrived at our obsession of the week portion of the podcast. Rumki, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week is the movie No Hard Feelings. It's a brand new comedy movie with Jennifer Lawrence and the other guy. No, but it's wonderful. It's super funny. They're both great. The performances are great. It's a really like refreshing rom-com. I can say it's a rom-com, I guess. So I highly recommend you watch it because it's a really fun time. It's a really fun movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. My obsession of the week is an ice cream on a waffle cone that I found at Whole Foods, the 365 brand. And I have the professional scoop. So you just scoop it up, put it on the cone, and enjoy it. It's the summertime.
Hey, yeah, I love ice cream during summer.
If you want some ice cream, hit us. So, now, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. See you next time.
See you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Rumike Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumike.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.